Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. İnne zikri salihin tenfilu ar-rahma. Speak about good. Good people. Good works. And the mercies of Allah Ta'ala come down. وَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ الصَّالِحِينَ تَنْزِلُ النِّقْمَةِ. When you keep talking about wrong people, wrong behavior, then you have problems coming up. Some 30 odd years ago, maybe more than 30 years ago, there was a great alim from Bangladesh, Rana Humzullah. So he was Sa'im Uddar throughout the year he's fasting. How he was managed, Allah knows. When he came here, was over 80. Fasting throughout the year. And fit like this, that if he needs to make a point, then he'll stand up on the chair. He'll stand up. So it's so fit. When you tell a person 40 years of age, stand up, start wobbling. You build the chair and give him a bayan. So you explain a point. He says, the good that you do, or the bad that you do, that goes around. The effect of it goes around. You take the name of Allah Ta'ala, and the effect of it is not only on you, the effect of it is in the environment. حَفَّتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ تَنْزِلْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Malaika throng those places, they surround the place, rahmat begins to descend. It is with the name of Allah Ta'ala. So similarly, when you talk about wrong and evil, etc., then you get another effect. Problems come, you get disillusioned, you don't find that type of relaxed mind, uneasiness, discomfort. It was a long correspondence that the Shaykh Rahmatullahi had with Moisir bin Nuri Sahib and Imam Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi. These elders, they had it in them that as their mashayikh had passed on, then they had reconnected themselves. Although they themselves were great busyers of the time, great mashayikh, then they felt that for their own safety and security, their own sanity, they must reconnect. So they would consult with the Shaykh al-Fatari, although not murid, not bayat, but they would consult. So at no time did they feel that we connected ourselves, we are sahib and nisbat. So when we are sahib and nisbat, then we don't need to reconnect ourselves. So no, we must connect ourselves to someone, even to the level of a mashura. So they would relate that now in this age and time, we don't see the type of atmosphere in the madrasa that used to be once upon a time. So at some time the atmosphere in the madrasa was too good. Now too, we would say it's better, but not like what it was the original. So they complained to the Shaykh al-Mutali. I remember in Darul Diyoban, the Durban is now counted as one of the lowest. Durban is the doorkeeper, the gatekeeper. So that's Durban, right? So he'll have a place just at the entrance of the madrasa. But 9 or 10 times you'll see him, he's sitting there watching it all and he's reciting Quran Sharif. And if it's like Awabin time, he's doing Awabin. Charge time, he's doing Charge Namaz. But that was like the general atmosphere in Talim Jogand at the time for the security. They had the security, but in that security, they're remembering Allah Ta'ala. And the time before us was even greater. The time before us was such that the person that's on the gate, the person that is in the kitchen, sweeping, maybe all of them, the sahib and nisbat. But it takes you a time to read, to receive, all of them the sahib and nisbat. So when all of them are sahib and nisbat, then obviously it's going to have an impact on the students, the environment. Students are going to be affected accordingly. Because from the doorkeeper, from the sweeper, to the head of the madrasa, all are on the same page, all are sahib and nisbat. The ta'alluq, the relationship with Allah is very, very great and sound. So the atmosphere will be totally different. Al-Mawshid bin Nuri Sabah himself says, at that time, when we used to attend the classes, you know, we felt like we were just coming out of an i'tikaf. Attend the class, left four rooms, we felt like we were just at an i'tikaf. Now the serenity, the goodness that you feel sitting at an i'tikaf, how do you feel? That's the feeling we used to get. And he says, that was the feeling, and then the satisfaction and the happiness we would enjoy. He says, we should just have simple bread, you know, simple roti, but you won't find the satisfaction in biryani as we found in the simple bread. So, there's a lot of things this is saying. You build up your relationship with Allah Ta'ala, then the immediate, the cash benefit that you get, وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. But apart from what is stored in the hereafter, you begin to get the payments here as well. You get a postponed benefit and you get a cash benefit. A deferred benefit and you get a cash benefit, that within you you find relaxation, mind is at ease, is understanding, is happiness in the simple that you eat and drink, but there's so much of happiness. But then that is subject to how much you in contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they complain that this is what's going on in the madrasa, it's not like what it used to be then, the Shaykh al-Muqtali proposed that start off zikr in the madrasa. So Yusuf bin Nuri Sahib rahmatullahi, his mind was very good, very sound, clear, too beautiful. So if there was something that he couldn't understand completely, then he would ask, alright. So he asked, but you know, the madrasa is such a place that at all any given time there is some form of zikr. Someone reading Quran Sharif, someone is learning a kitab, someone is teaching a kitab, someone is engaged in namaz, someone is reciting his dur, someone is learning his sabak. So at any given time there is some remembrance. So now, how do you answer this? So it's not an objection, he was just querying, alright, how does it work? So the Shaykh Hamdallah explained that, you see, for every different situation, you get a different cure, solution. He explained, alright, you see, a child that is just born now, right? So the ultimate good food is biryani, chops, chips, steak, etc. All these type of things, these are the ultimate good food, right? But now, when the child is ushered into this world, can you feed the child with this type of food? Though that is the best food, better food, right? Enjoy it, especially if it's spiced nicely and you enjoy the thing, right? But now, as the child is ushered in this world, can you administer this type of food to the child? Why can't you administer? The reason is that he doesn't have the capacity to digest this type of food. So it will have an adverse effect. Though this is the original thing, but he doesn't have the capacity. I mean, he doesn't have the capacity, then build the capacity. Once you've built the capacity, then he will enjoy it. You'll see the right results coming out. So the zikr is done to build that capacity. He still doesn't have the capacity to accept, doesn't have the strength to digest that. So when he doesn't have the strength and the capacity to digest it, he's not going to have the type of desired effect. So this zikr is done now to clear all those obstacles that are on the way. There's a lot of obstacles, there's a lot of impediments, there's a lot of obstructions on the way. So this zikr is done to remove all those obstacles, all those obstructions, all those impediments that are on the way. And it went on to say thereafter, it says, look at it. Hadith says, La taqumu sa'a hatta yuqal Allah Allah. Until there is someone to say Allah Allah, Qiyamah will come. So the zikrullah is the fuel of the continuity. See, the continuity of this universe is suspended to zikrullah. So as long as there is zikr, this earth continues. And that zikr terminates, the earth also ends up. So that's the fuel that's keeping it going. Right? So when the zikr is keeping the whole universe going, then won't it also keep your madrasa going? It is keeping the entire universe. What's the comparison? Small madrasa compared to the entire universe, right? Keeping the whole universe, the heavens and the earth, the skies and the moon, everything going, is suspended to zikrullah. So it's suspended to zikrullah, then what's your madrasa in comparison to this entire universe? What's any comparison? No comparison. So you see the importance of zikrullah. Then Mawlid Ibn Rasab was very impressed, and immediately now his mind was opened. Then he started it off. Now, in this type of work, you see, when we understand that this is the original thing, we don't wait. Now, when we're going to do it, how we're going to do it, right? Just start it off. A broken effort is better than no effect. Obviously, it will come with some mashwara, some scene is mashwara. Do it with the mashwara and start it off. In one area, second area, third area. Even if you've got 3 people, 5 people, 10 people, like-minded, then sit on corner in the masjid or in a common place and start off zikrullah. Isme aapka kya waqt lagta hai, kya nuksan hota hai? If you can do everything else, can't you make zikrullah? Just that the zikr is not done in chorus. Sometimes something may be alright for a time. For a time it's alright. But it's not meant to be continuous. It's because of a situation that we do something at a certain point. And you see children that are new, right? So they're learning namaz. They're learning the du'as, they're learning the surahs. So they are new. When they are new and we have to teach them, then one way is to ask them to read together. One person will read and they will respond, right? One person will read out and the others will respond in chorus, right? So that is just a teaching process. A teaching process, because if you put them into the right, to the complete process, then it will take them about a year to be able to perform the namaz correctly. So then they must learn to recite the Quran Sharif, and after learning to recite the Quran Sharif, then they must by heart the surahs, and after they by heart the surahs, then they must learn the other masnoon du'as, etc., etc., for the namaz to be complete. Now you go that way, it will take approximately 1 year for an average person that's starting from scratch to start performing namaz. But in this way, what happens? You expedite the whole thing in about 1.5-2 months, he can get his faras right. At least his namaz is right. The other is just the beautification and the enhancement. But at least he can get his namaz right straight. So, some things are used just as a temporary measure because of a situation. But that's not supposed to be permanent. So, if you're doing it in chorus, right, then it's just a temporary measure to get the thing going, started off. But once it started off, then you're not supposed to be doing it in chorus. Now, sometimes people mix these issues. They mix the issues and they say, no, but we were doing it. Yeah, they were doing it, or it was a temporary measure, and the temporary measure was because of the circumstance. Now that thing is ended, so leave it, go back to the original sunnah. The original sunnah is do your zikr, but do it individually. And Ibn Mas'ud says that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Qabristan, perhaps it was Jannatul Baqi, and there was some light, it was night, and they were lowering a body, right? فَإِذَا هُوَ الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي كَانَ يَجْهَرُ بِذِكْرِ. It was that person whose body was lowered, who used to make zikr aloud. And the Muslim had lowered his body himself. He says, hey, I hoped when I saw what was happening, and now the Muslim treated the man, what he spoke about him, I thought, you know, it would have been such a great thing that I had been in his place. So when we understand the importance of zikr, then we start it off in a house, in any place for that matter, whether it's a house, 3-4 people got together one corner and they started off. So don't worry about publicity, don't worry about crowds. Now what happens to us is we are worried about crowds, we are worried about publicity, worried about other things that are not. So whether it's in a house, whether it is in a masjid, but start it off. Now with that, some little ta'lim is also required. So you are doing the zikr under some supervision, someone is above you, and some ta'lim. Right? So perhaps some section of zikr you read, some section on durood sharif you read, some section on some other important relevant things you read. So they're getting the understanding, they're understanding the importance, and they're applying themselves well. They understand the virtue, they understand the significance, and they are also applying themselves. So doesn't it bring about the light to the environment? Now the maqam of zikr is so much. Allah himself says, "Wala zikrullahi akbar." It's the greatest thing. Can't find anything greater than zikr. Which namaz is best? Wherein there is most remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Which jihad is best? Which contains the greatest amount of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Which roza and fast is best? It has got the zikrullah. So zikrullah is the essence. The other part of it is the body, right? So if all our effort is just directed to the body and nothing to the actual essence, then we'll lose the plot. Then it'll become just a routine. And when you got the life that is the essence, then the namaz will be alive. The namaz will be different. Then وَالَّذِينَهُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِيُونَ. You'll see the life in namaz. You'll see the action, the beauty, and you'll see that the namaz is not just a routine, now it's life. You'll see something else than namaz. And that's the point where namaz is inseparable to you. You can't separate yourself from namaz. But before that, it's possible that you read namaz sometimes and you leave out namaz at times. But when the zikr is entrenched, gone deep inside your heart, then you can't do without namaz. You don't feel nice and right until you didn't do the namaz and you didn't do it right. Like for most of us, the day can't start off without the morning tea and toast, isn't it? Right. You got the tea and toast, now your magaj is working. But you didn't have that, you didn't start off with that, then your magaj work, and your mind work, your brains work. So you need the start off. So that is the start off. That starts you out. You got that, and it starts you out. Or another example to understand you, to make you understand the essence. If the food is there, but it's not marinated, no masalas, no spice. I ask you, absolutely no spice, cooked. No masala at all. Can you eat more than one morsel? Can you? So what brings about the continuity in the meal is the marinade and the spice. That brings about the continuity. It continues. And then you can't leave it. Then you don't leave it. I must have the spice, I must have it, and I must have it. So two is about, you must have it. So exactly the same, when you add the zikr, and the zikr takes root, then you can't separate. Then you won't leave. Then for you to commit a wrong becomes like impossible. To see wrong, to listen to wrong, to go to wrong places, now it becomes like practically impossible. But before that, alright, sometimes you're on, sometimes you're not on, sometimes you're attracted here, sometimes you're distracted there. But that happens when the zikr has not taken deep root. When it's taken deep root, then you can't. Then it's impossible. Then you can't leave it. So, the zikr, whether it's at home, whether it's in a masjid, whether it's in a common area, there's more time, I have explained one place. The bidat is of old, right? Of sharri nature. They weren't people inciting trouble. Although they were in bidat, but you won't find them inciting problems, spurring up problems. Uski wajah yeh thi ke wo zikr kya karte the. The reason for that was they used to make zikr, regular zikr. Because they were regular zikr, so their mizaj, their temperament was not mixed up. not wrong. In the day of the Gangoi Saprahamtari, when the Urus would take place in Gango, then Hazmat Gangoi Saprahamtari would close his doors, not keeping any guests. Until this whole thing is over, and not coming out, just to my masjid, namaz, and home. So no guests. Right. Was so committed to this. Now, those bidatis that were involved in bidat and urus and whatever else, they would sometimes say that, you know, it's confirmed that we are Jahannamis. Who, the people that are organizing and operating the whole urus and all that, whatever, Agyaru Sharif, they would say we are confirmed Jahannamis. And they would give the reason. The reason for it is that Hazrat Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah speaks out against all these things, these practices, right? Then I have the heart to tell him, you know, I have the drive to tell him, Mawlana, what he's saying is wrong. When he's saying this, I'm urged to say that what he's saying is wrong, keep quiet. Now that Bidat is saying, that person who is urging to say this to a wali of his time, to a buzurg of his time, to an alim of his time, how can he ever be a jannati? See how he's thinking. So we are majboor now, we have to do these things here. Look at peyat ka masla hai. Now we have to look after, sustain ourselves, so we have to do these things here. Now we came under this tradition, and our coffers are filled because of these practices. So now how else do we look after ourselves? How do we keep our fires burning? But now, can we ever be getting the Jannat? We can't get the Jannat because this is how we feel. So from their hearts, they're convinced this is wrong. But now they had to keep the fires burning, so they would do these type of practices. In the meanwhile, they would make sure that their families, their children, their dependents, all take bi'at at the hands of the Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah. So you see, they're convinced. Now all this is because they were in zikr. The zikr will definitely have its effect. Right? Whether in the madrasa, whether in the jamaat, wherever. Jamaat, madrasa, jihad, wherever you are, maktab, but that zikr has to be there. The child, that grown up, that middle age, that whoever it is, that person has to relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Allah ta'ala is where you're coming from. And then you have forgotten Him. Don't talk about Him, don't take His name, don't relate to Him, don't cry to Him, don't beg Him, nothing. So ibadat, etc. has just become a routine. It's just a ritual after that. There's no life in it. So kya jaan rakha hua? No jaan, no life in it. So there must be a reason why that best namaz is that namaz with the best zikr. Because the zikr is the essence, it brings about the flavor in the namaz. And the flavor is the thing that you go after. The best of cake that's made, you know, done all the designs and everything is done. But there is no sugar there. Absolutely not a scratch of sugar. Will you take more than one morsel? Give it someone else. Alright. Alright. Jazakallah. You won't complain. Just respect the person. You won't complain. But I ask you, will you have a second morsel? So that's the essence. Now the essence we have taken out, and we've just taken the body. We don't say that the body is not important, but understand the importance of the essence. The hadith itself is saying, it's like kamathali hayyi wal mayyiti. The one that remembers Allah Ta'ala and doesn't remember Allah Ta'ala is like the dead and the living. Can you see that? So clear it is. So all these problems that they are encountering in the madrasa, one of the reasons is that the zikr has been calculated in its out of the madrasa. No. So there was a time when the madrasa in the early part of the morning, someone is crying, someone making zikr, someone reciting Quran Sharif. Now it's not to be seen. Illa mashallah, some places you'll find, but isolated. But you won't find it like what it was originally. So the original house, original masjid, madrasa, this was it. If the child didn't go to shop, that's a big noise. Didn't go to work, that's what happened now. You know, you need to stand on your feet, do something for a living. But he didn't perform namaz, there was no zikr in the house, no talim in the house, nothing carrying on. And if it's done, it's just done like a little bit of a ritual, and it's forgotten. I ask you, is there any life? Do you feel nice? Do you feel comfortable? So the whole life is done. Now then, where's the next brai? And the next poiki. You know, listen to the children, what they tell poiki all this easier. What's a poiki? The poiki must be done like this, not like that. So that's the whole discussion. 2 hours discussion about poiki. 3 hours about what you need at a brai. And how, which marinate, and what type of, like this go? Skewer, yeah. Yes, what? Skewer, yeah, skewer. The whole discussion, may you get it cheapest, may you get the better meat. The whole discussion is about that. Right? Allah Ta'ala ko yaad karo, zikr karo, understand who is Allah Ta'ala. The one that brought you around, the one that you are turning back to, talk about Him. Think about Him, let Him be deep in your heart, and take root into your heart. There must be a reason before Qiyamah when Muslims are going towards some towns, right? There were a massive, massive fortress, right? And that zikr will be so deeply entrenched, they'll just see Allahu Akbar, massive fortress. You know, when you say massive fortress, what it is? The parapet walls are about 5 meters. So much, right? So big, right? So now, the parapet walls, you just shout Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar is gone so deep in the hearts, the greatness of Allah is so deep in the root in the hearts, that one Allahu Akbar is enough to break the whole thing down. But then, by the condition is, bring about the zikr. In your individual self, in the masjid, out of the masjid, at home, bring these things up. The zikr is not supposed to be only in the masjid. So the hadith says, don't make your homes qabristans. So there's different explanations that they're giving. What's the meaning of don't make your home a qabristan? One explanation is, Mustafa used to give this explanation. If someone comes to your home, then you offer him something. Something to eat, something to drink, right? Because you don't find any person coming to the qabristan and he's offered, alright, have cold drink, have some sweet chocolate, etc. You find that happening. You don't find that happening. And let it be something that he'll want to be eating. Ibrahim alayhi salam is dakhalu ali faqalu salama faqarrabahu ilayhim faja'a bi'izlin samin, nice roasted calf he's got. And he offered the thing straight. He didn't even ask them. He asked them. The proof that he didn't even ask them that you eat something is that he roasted it and he presented it. But فَلَمَّا رَأَىٰ أَيْدِيَمْ لَا تَسِيلُ إِلَيْهِمْ, when he saw that they were not participating of the meals, then he became apprehensive. That means he didn't ask them. He just presented it. So it was something for them to really relish, right? Now the ladies and the men both came on one page. You've got time for brai, for poiki, for discussion, for outing, to go Turkey, and to go wherever else, right? But to entertain the guests, we've got no time. So busy, we're so, so busy. So now what we'll do, we don't want to mess the house, we're so busy, take one chocolate, give everybody one chocolate. But is that the way? Is this what we inherited? Is this the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salam? Must be something we're going off here. For every other issue, we got time. But for that guest that is coming to the house, you've got no time for the person. Everything else, make money, you've got time for that. Talk of business, we'll make the time. If it's interesting, we'll make the time. But to see a guest, what is the Sunanul Anbiya, right? Do we have that? Khadija is extolling the virtues of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, La yusik Allahu abadan. And one of the things that she's saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَقْرِي الضَّيْفِ, you are so hospitable, you show the hospitality, so nice you are. So these sunnahs, this basic, essential sunnahs have to come into the home, into your personal life, into a masjid environment, into your business, into everything. And zikr must be, reverberating with zikr, with remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. That also affects everybody. Affects the environment, affects you, affects your home, affects everything it affects. Apart from it being a protection, it affects the whole environment it affects. or not bring about the zikr. When the malaika are going to be surrounding your house, they're making dua for you, sakina is descending in your house, right? Then what else do you want? Oh yeah, but the shortcut is just get on taweez, man. Block it. Uske par pabandish, bandish kar do, bandish. What? Bandish kar do. Get on taweez, shortcut, get the thing. Second attack, second taweez. Top the taweez. Top the price. Another attack, another taweez. You're going to go in circles. Get to the original thing. Dua, cry to Allah Ta'ala, make zikr. Carry on doing it. Even if you die in pursuit, it's not a loss. But in this thing here, it's going to shift your yaqeen as well. See, we did all this thing, it didn't work out. But we tried the taweez, that in one shot it worked. And when it cracks, you say, oh, there was some mistake in the taweez. You know. Or they use another type of jadu. So another type of jadu, another type of taweez. And then the whole life goes in that sense. Bring that original thing, that zikr, that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fortify your house, protect your home, your business, everything. But get that remembrance of Allah. But in that, under some type of supervision, not just a routine, not a ritual. Get it done very well. With that, some ta'aleem, fazail zikr, everything is prepared. But I tell the brothers, by do something and do it well. Inna Allah ma'al ladina taqaw wal ladina hum muhsinun. Allah Pak likes that. You do it well. So the ta'aleem also do it well. You search for an article, then you thought of the people that are around, children, what ages. Then you spoke to them in that language. You prepared it nicely. You gave it to them nicely. Now how's it? Otherwise, our preparation is only for the Jummah. For the Jummah we do a beautiful preparation. Beautiful. But our own children, our dependents, all right now, they're used to all these things, carry on. Are we preparing for that? Are we doing it? Are we fair? Ask yourself, are we fair? We prepare that thing nicely, all right, we came across the hadith, we heard one story from Abu Sufyan al-Din related to this. Do we sit down with them and relate to them? Do we do that? Then if we're not doing it, then something wrong. Ku anfusakum, anzir ashiratak. That's first. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَى. Infaq and spending is not just wealth, even knowledge. That's also in type of infaq. It's also type. So the tartib is لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَى. They deserve it more. But for them, there's absolutely no preparation. But I have to give a talk in Amshlanga. You know, I must prepare it very well, eh? Can't just give any bayan there. Good bayan must give. Go invisible. Hey. You know what crowd you get there? You know the type of people, they're all educated people. So you better prepare it very well, eh? But the house will have it's alright, carry on. Mug masoor is alright. I say, is that reasoning right? Is that understanding right? Don't they deserve more? So are we doing that to them? Or are we robbing them and cheating them? So anyway, so it's just at the top of my mind, so I shared all this with you. But what I wanted to be speaking about today was La yuhibbu Allahu al-jahra bis-su'i min al-qawli illa man zulim. And the reason why I wanted to speak about this is, I think from 2 weeks now, there's phones, there's emails, and people coming personally talking about what's going on. Differences, fights, problems here, there, everywhere. The differences in the ulama, jamiyat, whatever. It's coming up so much, it's coming up so much that I don't think you can suppress it any longer. But it's coming up and it's coming up and coming up. So now, then I thought to myself that if it's coming up and it's gone so widespread, then to ignore it is not right. Because for everything you need a direction. Whatever you're doing, you need a direction. And you don't give the direction, you get the person confused. So if there is this type of atmosphere, if people are getting confused, there's ikhtilaf, the difference of opinion, someone is smashing someone down, someone is smashing here, there, etc. What do we do? So, we are at fault, and the public is also at fault. The public needs to ask, Tas'alu ahla dhikr, well, ask. When you don't know it, ask. If you got a tooth problem, right? And I think it's aching. Really, really paining, right? So, you say, no, the dentist got a lot of ikhtilaf. They got a lot of differences, so leave it now. Will you do that? Until you didn't sort yourself out, you're going to go. One dentist didn't do it right, you're going to go to the second one, third one. Or you'll find out the credentials, who's a better dentist, you know. The aesthetic must be right. He must do it a permanent job. He knows his stuff very well. I must go to him. Don't you have that? Because you know, otherwise, the guy will get spoiled, everything will get spoiled. So to get that thing right, you're going to the best. Then you're not looking at the ikhtilaf, not looking at the fights, not looking at anything, but you're going. You're searching for the best one. Until you didn't find a solution, you are not at ease. So, that level of fikr that you have for a dentist, do you have that level of fikr for your deen? Now look at this verse, this opening chapter, opening verse of the 60 para. Allah Pak doesn't like publicity of wrong. La yuhibbu Allahu al-jahra. To publicize wrong, Allah Pak doesn't like it. An exception is made, illa man zulim. But in the case where there is some injustice, there you will publicize it. I'll come, let's explain the thing first. La yuhibbu Allahu al-jahra bisu. To publicize wrong. Now the publicizing of wrong happens in different ways. One way of publicizing wrong is the cinemas and the film industry. Now, you may ask why, how? How does this publicize wrong? So you look at the film industry, it's generally just between two points. It revolves around two points. One is glorified crime. So the crime, but it's in a very glorified manner. And they will say, but they are the masterminds. How they pioneered it. People actually praise them, how they did it. How beautiful, left no trace. How beautiful it was managed, it was planned, how they did it. And what an amount they took. So, crime, but glorified. Any type of crime, but in a very glorified way. So they'll use good words, eloquent words. Approaches are dignified. But the essence of it is sewage. Isn't it sewage? But in a very dignified way. Like as though sewage was a beautiful cover of moss. Moss, you know, green, so nice. But just put your hand inside it, what's it? Sewage. So it's done in such a glorified manner, so the normal person begins to praise their achievements. So this is the one thing that the film industry will advocate and will spread out. And the second is every type of perceivable indecency, but in a glorified manner. Every type of perceivable indecency, but in a glorified manner. It will teach you step by step how you go about dating, courting, mating, escorting, everything will teach you. But step by step, but in a very glorified manner. So glorified it will be, that adults also will say, what a glorified way of doing things, They court nicely, respectfully, they come, and comes, and this is my daughter, both of them watching television, before our eyes, and they trying to understand, recognize each other. But now, in such a glorified manner, they do it, that thing doesn't seem to be around any longer. And they will show you how it started, that you're in school now, in high school, grade 9, 10, 11 now, and you wanted a pencil, and she very, very shyly, she gave the pencil. Then in return, you thought of giving her one chewing gum, right? And before you knew it, and she became your bear gum. Huh? Doesn't it happen? Given chewing gum, and then she became your begum. Begum is wife, right? See that? How it starts off. So innocent. So I just passed, she just passed me the ruler. She's such a cute, respectable girl. And she knew I needed a ruler. And, but in her mind, what was in her mind? She passed me the ruler, but she wanted me to rule her life. So you see how it starts, how innocently how it starts. One thing, one step at a time, second step. But it's all shaitanic, all from the beginning till the end is all shaitanic, covered by shaitan, glorified by shaitan. It's total mess, absolute mess. Now, this is coming on a screen, right? When it comes on a screen, it seems so real. So, if anybody saw a cinema or a bioscope, whatever it is, tell me that in any film that you have seen, is it free of any of these truth elements? Crime or some type of indecency? Crime or indecency? It must contain these two things. Now, that thing is so captivating and enticing, that the person that is watching, he says, hey, let me just see what it is all about. And then he is hypnotized, let me also do the same. What I'm seeing, what I'm viewing, until he doesn't do it, he feels pressured. He must do the thing for him to be relieved. He saw them holding in a certain way, so you must do the same thing. He saw them holding hands in a certain way, so he must do it. Does it happen or not? Well, I am a witness to this. I tell the people, see, we are writing fatwas now for over 40 years, I think. I think so, right? And when I came for the first 10, 15 years, there was no question about oral. For the last 20, 25 years, there's a whole flurry of questions about oral. But then I asked myself, but the first 15, 17 years, there was no such thing. People perhaps didn't even think about it. Minds didn't go. But then after that, how did it come out? Because they pushed it in the media, in the films, bioscope, porns, they did all this thing here. They put it everywhere. Wherever they wanted to push it, they pushed it. Now when the person sees that, they say, hey, there must be something in that filth, you know. In that corona, there's no filth. Corona is not a filth. Stay away. Keep a distance. Corona, keep a distance, right? But in sucking that filth, there is pleasure and enjoyment. Nothing wrong. But you see, you will leave out that, like they say, you know, gulgulya ki paresi, kya? Gur chhor karke, gur kha karke gulgulya ki paresi. So they're eating chocolates and all that, right? Chocolates and all. Pop is eating it. Chocolates and loaded sugar, everything. I say, put saccharine in my tea. I ask you, is it making sense? Is it making sense? It's like, they talk about this thing here. Yeah, kutta ki taqwa, yeah, kutta ka taqwa. What is the meaning of the taqwa of a dog? See now, where they reduced mankind, right to the level of a dog. So what is the taqwa of a dog? The dog, when it makes pisap, right? So he'll have his one leg up, so that that splashes don't come into his body. But when it's got its surish there, and it's got its vomit there, it will lick it up. See that? So that most heinous thing, that he will lick it up, it will eat it, right? But that is so worried about the splashes, that urine, that he'll put his one leg up, and then urinate. See that? That's called kutta ki taqwa. So this is what this industry does. It brings you right to the level of an animal, worse than an animal. That's the behavior. But the trick that is used is eloquence, glorified, right? And then the person feels hypnotized. He must do the thing. He must do it. Some years back, there was a murder case, right? I was following the thing. I was telling him I was interested. So what happened was that a girl, matric, she was taking all the A's, and she shot her father from the back seat. Father was escorting her to school, taking her to school, and she's in the back seat, and she shot the father, Indian girl. So I wanted to know, what happened here? So there was a court proceeding. In the court proceeding, it came up that she saw a murder scene, and she felt overwhelmed, until she didn't do it herself. Now she felt relaxed, you see. So that thing hypnotized her, mesmerized her to such a level, she saw this thing here, now I must do it for me to feel relieved. I must do it. So that's what that film industry does to you, whether it's WhatsApp, whether it's film, whether it's cinema, whether it's whatever, but this is what it does to you. It hypnotizes you, it catches you, and you must do the thing. It brings you to such a level. About 2 years ago, there was something, some article coming up, right? And then it amounted to you bowing down to an idol, some type of a thing that, you know, WhatsApp we had. I don't know all these things here. I'll just say WhatsApp, I'll just say Google, I know what this thing's all about. But that thing amounts to you making sajda to an idol. It's all in the phone, right? All day. And hundreds of people are doing it. They're so caught up in the game, so that now for that thing to continue, this is one of the requirements. And they didn't hesitate in bowing down to the thing, losing the iman. But you see how it captures you, how it hypnotizes you, how it controls your mind. Do we ever think about it? Now, all this is said and done, right? Now you're getting our people encouraging you to see these things and view the same things, right? And they will say, alright, better than seeing this thing, see an Islamic program on these screens. On these screens, see an Islamic program. That's what they'll tell you, right? Now, when they ask you, they encourage you to see this thing on the screen, now what happens? So, they have to make it interesting. Very, very interesting, very exciting. Otherwise, the person is turned away. So they have to act, they have to speak a language, they have to do things that will captivate the crowd. Otherwise, you don't want to keep the crowd. So sometimes there will be interaction with women, whether it's a radio, whether it's a television, whether it's whatever program, but they'll have to interact. They're interacting. And I'll tell you, it's happening up to recently. And nobody bats an eye. The worst thing is nobody bats an eye. That's the worst thing. I had to go for some work one place. I went to Shibuya, right? I'm seeing a person about 77 years of age, listening to some Islam radio, whatever radio it was, right? And it's a young man. You can hear, anybody can tell it's a young man, young girl. And they're chatting, they're laughing with each other. I asked you, it was your sister, your daughter, and she was chatting with a stranger. Is that acceptable? It's your wife. Now, this guy is a Mulana, and he's chatting with this girl here, and they're laughing, they're cool. One is sitting next to the other, they're cool and they're conversing. Now, they brought the public to such a level that the public becomes immune. It's alright, this is okay. It can't be so hard now. It can't be so orthodox. You know, we're living in the 21st century. We can't be like practicing like in the first century now. Relax now. Don't become so hard. See what it does to the mind. If he could do it, what's wrong in it? So that's what he feels. If he can do it, then what's wrong in it? Remember, brothers, Allah Pak has made a woman such that everything of that woman is attractive. Be it her hair, be it her head, be it her eyes, be it her face and her cheeks, be it her shape, even her walk. I tell you, even her cough, even her body movement is attractive. Her toes is attractive, right? Just to digress a little bit, you know. One youngster, so he was asking about marriage. So I said, alright, this one house, go here. He went. Before that, he wasn't interested. But he went, said, are you interested? He said, yeah. What attracted you? What do you call it? Techies. Techies attracted. By Kojaknegi Chizaya. Of all things, that techies attracted you. So everything in that girl is attractive. Everything in that girl is attractive. Don't underestimate. One Mulana that's teaching in a girl's madrasa, he says, I'm teaching there, for my own Islam, I'm asking you, that I get attracted in the shoes. I know it is Juwairiyah's or Fatima's or whatever, Khadija's, but it's her shoes, I know that. I get attracted. She didn't even see. She says, when you're the madrasa, you have to take the attendance, right, register. And you're calling out the name, right? Juwairia or Naseema or whatever. Now this thing, Labbaik, all that thing is attracting you. The voice attracts, the movement attracts, everything of us attracts. Allah Pak has made Allah like that. Now what do I do? Then some people get caught. Now there's a woman crying, phones all the time, she's crying. Understand, be real. Be practical, be real. Don't shy away from reality, right? Now there's a woman that's crying all the time. She's crying. So-and-so husband, and he is teaching in the madrasa. Right. And now they got such a rapport. The young girl, 16, 17, 18, with the husband, such a rapport they've got. I'm sitting and eating with my husband, and they're calling in. Maulana, what do you have to say about this masala? And now the thing is, and Maulana is also saying, oh Ben, you also sitting, he's talking like that. And I say, is that a safe place? Is a safe environment? Is that a safe environment? Is that Islam? Is that the right portrayal of Islam? Or is it a skewed portrayal? So when the hadith is talking about this thing, that everything of that girl is a factor, don't you mix up things. You're going to use wrong pretexts, and you're going to mix up things. And I say, this type of complaints you're getting all the time. And this thing is all overloaded. What I'm talking about is an overload. Because the whole week, 2-3 weeks, you're getting the same stories. Now in the work environment, it says, well, it's a corporate environment, it must be free. So those women are complaining. He says, alright, he became so friendly with that girl now. He says, you go to the jewelry shop, take the jewelry of your choice, enjoy it, I'll pay, don't worry. Tere haton mein churi pehna do. I'll put the ring on your hand. See what happens? When that thing comes to your mind, then you can't resist it, you can't contain. And now, one clever person, you better take the whole thing. So he shows it, you see, first hand. See that the camera is also showing. And see, now is there any way you're going to run away from this? Now I want to show it to your wife. I want to show this to your wife. But you see this, that woman's place was not the workplace. It's not the workplace, your place is the house. قَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. You want to mix up things, definitely your heart is going to get inclined, disinclined from your wife and your children into these things here. Then how are you going to get the sweetness of Iman? The hadith is saying so clearly that when you see something, straight away, you know, you didn't give one second chance, straight away you closed your eyes. Something, right? You driving or you walking on the street and something came across you. Just straight away. Abdaltu imanan yajidu halawatahu fil qalb. This is so clearly. Now I'll give you the sweetness of the heart. Such iman. You'll find sweetness in your heart. That for Allah Ta'ala, you could make such a big sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala also knows, alright, this is a big sacrifice that he's bringing. But what I'm going to give him, what I'm going to replace him with? Remember, brothers, I'm saying with a heavy heart, I'm saying it, right? You're going to do this with other people's daughters, right? Tomorrow, your daughters will become victims. This word was said by Mawla Ansari Sahib. Some of you all may have remembered him, the street imam. He says, you're going to do it, whether it's with a black, whether it's with an Indian, whether it's a Hindu, whether it's a Madrasi, whoever it is. In Allah's sight, everybody is the same. You're going to be interfering with them. Tomorrow, these people will interfere with your daughters, your wives. And I've seen this thing here. You started this thing here, and you become a victim afterwards. Not long. But don't experiment. Woman's house, place is elsewhere, your place is elsewhere. Now you're talking with them over the radio. I ask you, your wife, will you appreciate that? You think someone is joking, laughing, talking, and all that. I ask you, do you appreciate that? And then the same person now is giving a talk. So what happens to the people? A man came to me saying, hey, I have to break away from you. I have seen learn the people, and this is what they're doing. I can't stomach this thing here, because man is over 70, since he saw that life and how he's saying, I just want to break away. I mean, he wants to break away, then you say he's discriminating. But I ask you, has he got a valid ground to break away? Because it's totally against what he was experienced. He didn't experience, he didn't see this type of thing. Now they're talking so openly, mixing up things, and when someone is breaking away from this, now he's separating. I ask you, is that right? He must ask himself, why am I breaking away from the main line? He mustn't ask why people are breaking away. He must ask, why is he breaking away from the main line? You see, like, it's such a simple example. The imam making a mistake, right? I'm supposed to read 3 rakats in Maghrib. He's reading 4 rakats, so we'll correct him. If he took the correction, very good. But if he insists that Maghrib is 4 rakats, then what he'll do? Huh? He'll break away. Now if the Imam says that you're breaking the unity, you're disuniting, you're breaking the Ummah. By you disuniting the Ummah, because it was 3 rakats, and now you're altering the whole sequence. From 3 you're making it to 4. So therefore people have broken away from you. You come back to the original, we'll follow you in the mass. But now you want to break away, and the breakaway must follow you in the breakaway, in the mess up must follow you. Is that the right thing? Ask yourself. So those that are breaking away, it's a point of concern for them that we have broken away, and therefore people are breaking away from us. But now we want to break away, and we still want people to join up with us. It's like those people that are pulling, you know, ganja or dakha or marijuana, whatever they're pulling, right? Different names, dakha, bang, boza, all of different names. They're breaking away, so they're all a big party, big jamaat. They're taking that, they're joining. Abdul Qadir Jilani, tum pipi jao, hum pipi le. Ye khaja ka darbar hai, ganja ka bepar hai. They carry all. Now, the one that understood all these things, he broke away. When he broke away from the darbar and all that, right? He broke away. See, he's breaking the unity of the ummah. Is that the right thing? No, there's ikhtilaf in that also. In this masna also there's ikhtilaf, because what is wine? What is haram qati? Haram qati is nay min ma'il inab iza ghala wa shtadda wa qazafa bi zabd. This doesn't come under the interpretation. So there's ikhtilaf there also. So why don't you respect the ulama's ikhtilaf? Really, that's why I emphasize on talim so much. Do talim. And one day, best is there. So you know, your mind opens up. What is halal? What is haram? Read Fazail Kitab, Durood Sharif, Sirat Kitab. Do best is ever also. You know what is haram and halal. Otherwise, now you're making those people that are following the right, now, instead of you encouraging them, supporting them, now you say you're breaking away. I ask you, is that right? Is it fair? You want to keep on the right, you want to see the sunnah and remain firmly committed to the sunnah. Now, you support, are you encouraging them or are you discouraging them? Are you breaking them? Are you breaking the ummah or are you making the ummah? They want to make the ummah. And you're breaking the moral. I ask you, is that right? So you see this thing here, where it starts off. La yuhibbullahu jahra bisu. Allah doesn't like publicity. But in the case of injustice to yourself, then won't you go and report it to someone? You'll take it to someone that is strong, that brings about some type of clarity, some type of justice. Exactly the same, if injustice is done to deen, then mustn't you go and report it to someone? Well, the man is reporting, now I see this injustice done to deen. And I got no forum to go and express my concerns. I was coming on television, talking to girls, you can see all these things happening, right? Music is happening, photos are carrying on. It's all against the tradition. But it's all against the tradition. I'm speaking out against it because it's injustice. And that I'm wrong, I'm breaking the ummah. Is that the right way of thinking? Do you have a face before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Tomorrow is going to ask you that you broke away. And these people are trying to correct. And you shouted them. You condemn them. Do you have a face before Rasulullah? Just imagine. If you are face to him, right? And he said, I prohibited this. See, about 5 places in the hadith in the Quran Sharif. Ashadd al-azab. Adkhilu ala Fir'aun ashadd al-azab. The worst azab. Fir'aun and his jamaat. Second place. U'adhibuhum la u'adhibu ahadam min al-alamin. About some Christians, right? La u'adhibu ahadam min al-alamin. Severest punishment. Third punishment. Man qatalahu al-nabi aw qatala al-nabi. The one that killed Nabi or the Nabi killed him. And the fourth ashadd al-azab, al-musawwirun. See, in Jahannam also there's different depths. Right? And the lowest depth, ashadd al-azab, al-musawwirun. Munafiqeen, fi dark al-asfali min al-nar. The lowest depth of Jahannam is the munafiqeen. But by the same token, the hadith saying, ashadd al-nasi azaban yawm al-qiyamati al-musawwirun. The picture make of animate objects. Now, you're getting a nice talk, very good orator. He's got a silhouette of Fatima radiallahu anha giving a talk under the name of Abraham Foundation. So as though Jews, Christians, everybody is all the same, all coming from the same lineage, so we all must be together. Otherwise you're discriminating. I ask you, if it was your wife, your daughter's silhouette, is it appreciated? But Fatima is the same woman who explained to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the best thing for a woman is she mustn't be seen, and no man must see her. Now you're taking a silhouette of her, and then you're expecting us to keep quiet. I see, where's the justice? And a silhouette is taken. Someone came today and showed me all these things here. A silhouette is taken. Clear, you can see it. A silhouette is taken. Hazrat Fatima is the topic. This is a prominent speaker. Right. I ask you, is it justice to Islam or justice to kufr? What is it? And then if someone talks about it, then he's breaking the ummah. But when you broke the ummah of Rasulullah, the broke the deen, then it's alright. So you see, what is to be done? How is supposed to be coming onto the cause? But I say, just get back onto the original, what we were doing 40 years ago. That was a safe way, very safe way. There's all these new things that have been added, really is pushing people off the mark, off the cause. Allah Akbar.